Republican presidential candidates will not be the only politicians working during this holiday week. Rather than take a recess, as they normally would, the U.S. Senate will be in session this week. It was that or face criticism from voters that members were away celebrating the 4th while the nation's credit rating is at risk. Also working is NPR's Koki Roberts, who joins us most Monday mornings. Koki, good morning.
Hi, Steve. Nice to be back.
Yeah, happy Independence Day to you.
Same to you. Happy 4th.
So Senate leaders canceled this recess, but does that mean they're making any progress?
They're pretty cranky, actually, about being here this week, and they know that it's really more about symbolism than substance, so that makes them even crankier. But the truth is that the meetings convened by Vice President Biden have gone a long way toward solving the problem of trying to raise the ceiling on the national debt while making some cuts in the deficit. So it's now up to the leaders on both sides, the leaders in Congress and the president, to finish it. We heard some tiny movement from Republican leaders yesterday. Arizona's John McCain talked about revenue raisers without being specific. Texas's John Cornyn said that he would be open to eliminating tax breaks and corporate subsidies. And of course, the Senate has darted down that path with eliminating tax breaks for ethanol. So if they could find others, it would give the Democrats some cover and be able to say, so they could say that it's not just cuts from programs their constituents care about that have happened. And so far, that has been the case. So far, Republicans have been basically winning on all of these big votes, getting cuts without any tax increases. The Democrats need something to take home.
Well, the president, President Obama, is saying he wants a deal by July 22nd. That's less than 3 weeks away now. Is that realistic?
Well, it depends on what the real drop-dead date is for the debt running out, the ability to pay our bills running out. The Treasury Department says it's August 2nd. The president is trying to get Congress to act before that so it really does not come to a crisis or a temporary default, which some people are talking about. There is some talk now of a mini deal instead of doing the whole big thing that would hold over through the next election so that we are not in this crisis mode all the way through next year. And maybe that's what will happen instead of some big grand scheme. But I would suspect August 2nd will be the date, not July 22nd.
Koki, I want to ask you a question as someone who's covered Congress for, well, how long have you covered Congress, Koki?
Oh, basically decades, Steve, just forever and ever.
35 years, ever since you were about 7, I believe.
Yeah, right.
And you've also written books about the Founding Fathers. Here we are on Independence Day, and we're living in the world that they created. How would they respond, do you think, to the way that Congress is acting now?
I think they'd recognize it completely. John Adams wrote a letter from the Continental Congress to his wife, Abigail, who was desperate for him to come home because she was having to take care of everything on her own. And he wrote and said, very sarcastically, "I am surrounded by great men who talk and talk and talk." So this is not something that would be foreign to them at all, I think. You know, the one thing that you can say, though, is that in the end, with great difficulty, those men were able to compromise. I mean, that's what the Constitution is a great compromise. And maybe this Congress could take a lesson from that.
Koki, always a pleasure talking with you.
Nice to be with you, Steve.
NPR's Koki Roberts joins us most Monday mornings. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.